Do as I have done. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. John 13:14-15. An unforgettable scene. It is an unforgettable setting. Jesus was with his disciples at the Last Supper. He is reminding them that he is indeed their Lord and teacher, and that they are to do what he has done. What is he doing? What is it exactly that he is doing? Unbelievably, the Lord of all creation, the Son of the God of the universes, is telling his followers that they have a profound example that they are to copy. He has just washed their feet. Notice it was something that they could do pretty easily. It didn't require an education. It wasn't even very difficult physically. Simply put, it was just that it was such an unpleasant, lowly thing to do. It required so much humility and, yes, so much love among the homeless. I shared Jesus and prayed with the homeless for many years. One day, in an area where a number of homeless lived, I watched a pastor with a basin washing the feet of the unwashed homeless men gathered there. I've never forgotten that scene. Try living for others instead of for yourself in the extraordinary way that Jesus lived his life. If we are truly following him as believers, his thoughts and lifestyle change ours. Jesus has indeed given us an example as no one else ever has or ever will. Oh, that night. That night, Jesus, who would soon go to the cross and die for the sins of the world, was down on his knees washing the feet of his disciples. Then he arises and asks if they understand what he has done. He reminds them that he is indeed their Lord and teacher and has washed their feet. The lowliest job. It is the job reserved for the lowliest of slaves or servants. It is a job that no one else wants to do. Dirty feet that have walked country roads through the filth, often with the limited coverage of sandals behind plodding animals, are feet that are not pleasant to wash. Handling the filth and dirt was done not only without complaint by Jesus, but in love. Loving others. He loved those men so much that he cared more for their comfort than he did his own. This is the love we are to copy. Do as I have done, he still says to us today. Jesus came down from heaven where he was in splendor as the Son of God to die on a splinter-ridden cross in agony for us. It was the kind of love we were to emulate, living for others. No, we are not needed to die for the sins of others, but we are to live for them and love them enough to tell them about Jesus. He did die for their sins. He did love them enough to live among them, die among them, and perfectly care about us all to give us this example to follow. Do you love enough? He loves you. He loves you enough to care that you love enough. Yes, it's a good idea to read that last line again. Do you love enough? Just imagine you were there. Therefore, for a moment, just try to imagine yourself in that setting, that fateful night. Pretend you have walked the roads to that place. Picture your very dirty, dusty feet under that table. Now picture Jesus kneeling beside you, pulling your feet gently into his hands, caressing them with his fingers, letting warm water trickle cleansingly over them in love. You might draw back as Peter did, or you might realize the love offered immediately and the necessity of your acceptance. You might even realize the depths of his words when he tells you that you are to love as he loves and do as he does. Go find others. He taught us and was our example and tells us that you are now the one to go to find other feet to wash, find other lives in need of the love of Jesus. Carry that gospel message to others. Pick up your basin at the door and go. Pick up your basin and go out to wash other dirty feet in the name and for the love of Christ.